We're following other news this morning, including this. Microsoft has been trying to break into the smartphone market for years, but hasn't had much luck. When the iPhone was introduced in 2007, Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer derided it as overpriced and poorly designed. Since then, Apple has become the most valuable company in the world, and Microsoft has not, struggling to capture just 4% of global smartphone sales. But NPR's Steve Henn reports the company and Steve Ballmer have not given up.
Yesterday in San Francisco, Microsoft officially unveiled its newest smartphone operating system, Windows Phone 8. There was music, adorable children, and celebrities. But we've seen this kind of show from Microsoft in the past, and the hype hasn't translated into sales. So I asked Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer why he expected this version of Windows for phones would do any better.
Well, I think the question, I'll just put it right out there, is, you know, we've been at this now for a few years. Why is this different?
The biggest difference, according to Ballmer, is that today's phone is built to work seamlessly with everything else Microsoft offers.
There's no question we do a better job of integrating PCs and phones than anybody out there.
Open a document on your PC, you can edit it on your phone.
This really does work really well with Windows 8, and it's very concrete how it works better. It's just simpler.
Windows 8 for the PC and the phone look and feel alike. As ubiquitous TV ads like this one demonstrate, Windows has brightly colored live tiles that update automatically. Ad Age reports Microsoft is expected to spend close to $1 billion marketing Windows 8 for tablets, phones, and PCs. Ballmer put it this way.
You won't be able to turn on a TV without seeing a Microsoft Windows ad.
We've already started to see a complete media blitz of the live tiles.
Bob O'Donnell's a tech analyst at IDC. O'Donnell says the tight integration of PCs and mobile should help Windows phones gain some traction. But the software that runs Windows tablets and PCs and phones is different.
Applications written for one will not run on the other, which means in the worst case scenario, you may have to download an app 3 different times.
Another problem? Some of Microsoft's most important partners are struggling. Some analysts believe the wireless company, Nokia, could be headed toward bankruptcy. When I asked Ballmer if he'd bail Nokia out, he balked.
Commenting on kind of speculation, just there's no percentage in that.
There have been a lot of rumors recently about whether or not Microsoft was thinking about building its own phone. Obviously, you have hardware partners that you're excited about, but are you going to build your own phone? Are you thinking about it?
Well, we're very excited about the phones coming to market. This generation Windows phones are spectacular. We're pleased to have those in market. And really, our job right now is to help sell those phones.
So are you not planning a phone then?
We are planning to really work hard selling the Nokia Lumias, the Windows Phone 8X from 8S from HTC, and the Ati family from Samsung.
Okay, but there's no denial.
We neither confirm or deny any of those rumors.
Ballmer refusing to rule out Microsoft actually making its own phone could be because he angered many of Microsoft's business partners when he decided that the company would build its own tablet. Steve Henn, NPR News, Silicon Valley.